going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think what's interesting about that is I've seen people that heard Andrew Berry's explanation of it, and it actually raised their pitch yesterday. But I do think a fair amount of fans who immediately, the second that it came out that the Browns were trading down to five, and then I do think a compounding factor was taking a defensive player, and one that I don't think any show but you and me talked about, in Mason Graham.
In fact, we talked about him so much we gave him a nickname and then revoked that nickname.
We did, and again, if you want to hear that one, go back to about 3 months ago. We tried it.
We banned it.
But it just didn't work.
I still think it works.
I just don't know. Nah,
it's just a little problematic is all.
I think we like being employed more than we like having a
Jake,
being,
should that nickname stay banned?
I'm having a hard time remembering what it is.
Then yes.
Wow.
Then yes, it
wow.
should.
So memorable,
it absolutely
huh?
yeah. should.
You really don't remember it?
No, I don't.
But right. it's so.
I'll tell you in between the breaks. I know it's problematic.
My entire view of the draft, the night one of the draft, was shaped by the cojones on Andrew Berry to make that trade. I really don't think that. Like, I know it's hard to give that dude credit, but like, people, and it was obvious to you and me. Because we talked about this on and off air for the last 2 weeks.
So many times.
It was obvious how Browns fans were going to be upset if it was Abdul Carter at two.
Well, and everyone just built themselves up. But the obvious part was the Ohtani line.
Yes.
I mean, the unicorn line. Like, he was telling you without telling you. And again, we spent how many days being like, this is not how he normally does this. I got so many texts with different friends over there, like cover different teams, and me being like, he's a wild card.
Yep.
He loves to shake it up for a reason, and he doesn't speak this way about players. It's just never. It was very clear that something was up, and now we find out today that apparently the deal's been done since April 7th.
Yeah, that one was interesting. I mean, I know they've been working on the deal for a minute. That's another thing that I'm mildly impressed about.
That they kept it
in-house.
If
it really has been done in principle for almost a full month. One, you just earned massive flowers in the
seems
NFL offenses.
Impossible to be able to pull that off. Like, think of the people that got duped in this process and believing that. We had Albert Breer, who's one of the more trusted, more inside people you'll ever find. That's why we have him on every single Tuesday. On Tuesday, he said this pick was a lock.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you right now, there is a troll element to what the Browns did with this. And maybe this is because it worked out. And I'm not saying they trolled you guys, because I don't think the Browns think like that. But I think they enjoyed making a fair amount of media members, not just in this town, but nationally, look pretty stupid with the Travis Hunter to the Browns at two is set in stone.
Yeah, I mean, they strung a lot of people along. But again, they've been doing this they've been doing this for a while. Now, I do wonder what the motives are if they had the deal in place since April 7th. I do wonder why they went out and spoke the way that they did. Was it to get anything extra out of Jacksonville? If the deal was in place, that doesn't seem necessary.
I wonder if it was just part of the, hey, if you're asked about him, make sure to talk him up kind of thing. Like, as if they came out and, I mean, listen, you might have had the deal done in principle on the 7th. You weren't completing it until you were on the clock.
Like, in a side way, yeah. No, but that's the other part of that, too, is you do have to make sure that the deal makes it to the finish line. I guess it could... I guess if you came out and you said something that was negative, and then negative Travis Hunter stuff came out there,
or even just neutral.
Well, yeah, but like the GM for Jacksonville, what's his name, Gladstone?
Yeah,
he could easily just take it back then.
Yeah.
The same way the Browns, if they got a better offer, could have easily just revoked it and said, hey, sorry, 34-year-old new GM, first-year GM, this is how the league works. Welcome to the NFL.
216-474-0092. Also, the open in today's show was brought to you by the Browns Radio Network in ESPN. So we asked the question, how different is your reaction today than last night? Doc in Alaska saying, I may have overreacted. I still hate the pick at five. At five, you should get a difference maker.
There are so many people that hated that pick.
And we're
so mad last night that I feel like I've calmed down today.
We'll get more into this with the Mason Graham thing.
It's got nothing to do with you, Mason Graham.
Like, stop gauging whether you think the guy can pass rush off of 9 career sacks. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how anyone watched the Michigan game and didn't come away with Mason Graham was the best football player in the Big Ten this year. Best draft eligible football player. We do love some Jeremiah Smith here. Had to walk that one back. But no, I mean, Mason Graham on a defense the last 2 years that has been loaded with NFL players was the apparent best defensive lineman, best football player that they've had. J.J. McCarthy was a top 11 pick. Like, think of all the top 15, top 20, top 32 picks Michigan's had the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Mason Graham was the most disruptive player they had. He is a really good football player. I don't like the painting of him as a high floor guy. Mike saying, I've calmed down and I'm getting geared up to be upset again.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you. It's such a hard day for me because I want to balance out the idea that you nailed it to a T. You've had this thing right for 4 months. Well, I mean, you've had Andrew Berry and what the Browns are going to do right for 4 months. Obviously, the draft will tell us exactly what.
They still have to hit on the picks.
And they do. They have to. That's the hard part that's another angle to this, too, is a lot of people have a hard time with the idea of, like, great, you acquired a bunch of picks, and you won the draft, so to speak, but then it's still Andrew Berry making these picks.
Well, and
we don't have much faith in that.
Specifically to that, when we talk about the trade, everyone's like, well, you feel comfortable with him making these picks? I'm like, well, if the first three guys on this draft aren't obvious NFL football players throughout the 2025 season, Andrew Berry won't be making the picks next year. This isn't about, for Andrew, it's not about wins and losses.
Oh, you see, I think there's a long play here. And I think this is part of why they didn't take a quarterback, as I alluded to in the first segment. The idea that I don't know that they'll feel like, and by they, I mean the Haslams, they can fire Andrew Berry without giving him an actual crack at having a real quarterback on the roster and having him to go.
Is whatever that they told him, is that written in their blood?
No, listen, I told you how long have I told you this? If you're trusting Jimmy Haslam in this process, you're a dope. I would never trust Jimmy Haslam for the job security portion of this. But if you're Andrew Berry, I could easily see how he thinks that until he picks an actual quarterback, the clock doesn't even really start yet.
I do think there's something that myself and Travis Hunter stands. The people are there very upset last night that thought Travis Hunter was going to single-handedly save the Browns organization.
Or at least be interesting and fun. Yeah. I don't know about save the Browns organization, but that's part of what got robbed from us last night, is that there was something that was interesting. There was something that made the Browns watchable. There's something that Travis Hunter alone was worth 2 primetime games this upcoming season. Now that's just, it's gone.
I don't know if we're going to want this team on primetime. There's literally no difference.
Not this team. Not without Travis Hunter.
There's literally no difference in the win total from Travis Hunter to Mason Graham.
No, but there's a fun difference.
I don't. Okay.
And that matters for people.
No, it does, and that's fair. I think it's fine if you want the fun part of this, but I think the similarities between myself and Travis Hunter fanatics, people who are upset today about this move, we're going to be doing the same thing this year. Because I got shouted down when I was like, guys, he's not a finished product. There's some risk here. And then anyone who bought into all the various reports about this guy being the second coming of both Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice, we're all going to be watching Travis Hunter. And if Travis Hunter puts up 1,500 yards and 8 interceptions this year, your boy's going to be eating some stuff on it. If Travis Hunter has 700 yards receiving, no interceptions, and maybe just kind of looks like a rookie that's adapting to the NFL, well, you will see an I Was Right Vengeance tour most of next year.
Well, we're also going to have it'll mean twice as much, because we'll be watching Jaguars games just as much as Browns games this year.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm going to watch the stat line. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch extra stuff.
I'm watching. Oh, what do you mean? Like, I watch everything. I'm going to watch this.
I guess my point is, I'm going to be following his trajectory the next couple years very closely. I'm not going to, but it is only to go, oh, hey, remember that sure thing? Like, that's where my head's at with it. To me, this is not Julio Jones and Phil Taylor. Like, they went from six, and Julio Jones was the last of six potential franchise players in the top six of the 11 draft to 26, and then they trade back up to get Phil Taylor, which was wild because they have one of the third-rounders to do it.
It's a good thing we had Thomas Dimitrov on last week. Last week. It was Tuesday.
It was like 12 weeks ago. That was a 20-pick drop, and the difference between Julio Jones and his grade and Phil Taylor's was night and day. I looked on ESPN. They had Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter both rated as a 94-grade prospect. They had Cam Ward, 92. They had Will Campbell as a 92. You know what they had Mason Graham?
Like 93, 94?
93.
Yeah, I mean,
so that virtually not,
the only
not,
person
no,
I
but,
can find that said anything bad about him, Nick, is Brian Baldinger,
which is another thing that made me second guess myself in a Herculean level.
The only one that has said anything at all that's wrong about this player, but it's not about him though. It's not about him. It's about the position that he plays, and it's about taking Travis Hunter away from people when for 2.5 weeks you basically convinced everyone that Travis Hunter was going to be the guy. And there's an acknowledgement here too as well, Nick, that next year is going to stink. And it's fine. We have to take a couple steps back to take a few steps, maybe like 12 steps forward, and it's what you have to do, but that doesn't make the fun factor any less.
216-474-0092. How closely will you track Travis Hunter's career over the next year or two? And guys, if Mason Graham is really good and the Browns get a number one pick 5 years from now, we won't be talking about Julio Jones and Phil Taylor. Let's go with, where do you want to go on this one?
Oh, I hate when you do this because then I feel like I'm robbing everyone else.
Where do you want to go?
But Carl seems great.
Carl in Springfield, welcome to the show.
Well, Carl's always great. What's up, boys?
What's up, Carl?
How much? What you got?
I am over the moon with what we did. It astounds me that I think Browns fans just want to be miserable no matter what happens. We trade all of our picks to try to get Deshaun Watson, and we hate that because we gave up all of our assets. We trade back to get assets. We hate that. We should have taken somebody that is an impact player. You know who's Mason Graham's going to make an impact on? Our linebackers, who aren't going to have guards running clean to them every single play. He's going to make an impact on Mike Hall and our other pass rushers. It's like, you have to know what you're looking at in the game of football and not just the fun guys on the outside or things like that. And for all the people that are the Travis Hunters and, oh, well, you know, why not take Genty and things like that? That's like when you slice your drive and then you punch your three wood through the trees and make a great shot, but then you still three putt and score a seven on the hole because the rest of your game sucks.
Been
it
there,
doesn't
Carl.
Matter.
Have you been watching
one
golf recently, Carl?
Exactly. One good thing that you think is great is not going to make the rest of everything better. What we did is great. We fleeced Jacksonville. We got a great setup for next year. We got a fun night tonight. Let's go get a running back, a receiver, and let's keep it moving.
Carl, we appreciate you, buddy. I do love. I mean, here's the thing, guys. It's a shame they only have two picks in the first five picks of this draft. Emin Worry, the kid from South Carolina, is a stud. Mike Green, I honestly can't believe the edge.
We got to talk about Mike Green. You want to do it now?
I don't think we have time, but I like me some Mike Green.
I'm worried about the character issues.
I mean,
if anybody
I get
takes
it.
A chance on a character issue guy, it's the Browns.
That's a really good point. You know what? All right, but Mason Taylor, Luther Burden. Like, they're legitimate, like, maybe day, not maybe. I'm not going to couch that. They're legitimate day one starters available right now, and I haven't even gotten to some of the running backs that are available there. 216-474-0092. How close will you track Travis Hunter's career going forward? This is about Mason Graham. This is about what happens with that number one pick. We're going to take more of your reaction and quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.